This is the Heart, Soul, and Hustle podcast, episode number 118. And on this episode, we're interviewing Amy Eden about her successful 5-day challenge. So if you've been thinking about running 5-day challenges and you want to hear about what it takes to make them rock, this episode's for you. So stay tuned. Hey there, you're listening to the Heart, Soul, and Hustle podcast. My name is Zach Spuckler, and on this show, we talk about how to go from passionate side hustler to full-time online business owner with tips, tricks, and interviews to help you take it to the next level. Let's do it. What is up, Heart Hustlers? Welcome to another episode of the Heart, Soul, and Hustle podcast. Now, I'm really pumped for this week's episode because we have another student interview with the one and only Amy Eden of AmyTakesPictures.com. Now, Amy is a product photographer that was starting to feel like she didn't want to do product photography full time. Instead, she decided she wanted to help other product photographers improve their skills, whether they sell on Etsy or they do this for a living. She wanted to move into the digital course and education space. And Amy started with a webinar, but she said she didn't get amazing conversions on her webinar. And so she decided to try out 5-day challenges. And her first 5-day challenge was a success. And she continued to have successful challenges all the way up until she ran a challenge where she enrolled over 130 students into her course that's priced at just about $500. And we'll talk about that during the interview, what those numbers actually look like. But I just wanted to open it by sharing, like, Amy has been able to pivot using challenges into the digital course space, and she's absolutely been crushing it. Now, before we dive into this interview, I want to let you know that this interview is brought to you by my free 3-part training series, How to Flip 5-Day Challenges into 5-Figure Launches. Now, if you're like me, you love selling and serving your audience and your products, but you may struggle to feel confident doing so. As you're going to learn in today's interview with Amy, we feel that challenges are the absolute best way to crush your digital product or service launches. And we've got an awesome 3-part training series that you can check out over at heartsoulhustle.com/challenge starting in mid-February. Now, in this training series, we're going to talk to you about why challenges are the solutions to failed launches, the 4 sales trigger that every challenge needs to convert, and the 4-phase challenge blueprint that actually leads to sales. So if you've been thinking about running a 5-day challenge, but you want to learn more about it, you'll want to head over to heartsoulhustle.com/challenge, grab your seat in this free training. You're going to absolutely love it. It starts February 14th at 3 p.m. Eastern time, all live videos so that we can hang out, answer questions, and deliver as much value as possible to you. heartsoulhustle.com/challenge. Check it out. And without further ado, let me introduce you to Amy Eden. Hey, Amy, thank you so much for being on the show today.
Thanks so much for having me. I'm pretty excited to be here.
Well, I am really excited to have you because you are a student in one of my programs, the 5-Figure Challenge, and you recently ran a challenge and you absolutely crushed it. And I really want to get into that and talk kind of about what you did and how you structured your challenge so effectively. But before we dive into that, for those who don't know you, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself, your business, and how you ended up here?
Sure. Well, I am a product photographer turned educator. So I used to do product photography myself and noticed there was this kind of gap in the education that's available for handmade sellers who sell on Etsy and handmade at Amazon and things like that, in that they really need to have amazing product photos, but the education wasn't out there for them. They could learn about product photography, but most of that material was developed for photographers. So it's really, you know, there's a lot of technical jargon and it's super overwhelming and confusing. They don't even know what they need to know. So it's really, really tough to figure that information out. I had some friends in the handmade world and I knew that this was a need. So wanting to make my business a little bit more mobile so I could move somewhere else, like away from a big city, and have flexibility with my family and stuff like that, I really wanted to kind of get out of the booking photography, you know, sessions and things like that, you know, getting clients and stuff. Like, I wanted to get out of that game and kind of take things more online. So I developed a course that met the needs of handmade sellers, and it's called Snap, Sell, Succeed. And I launched that in July of 2017. So it was great. It's been a really, really powerful tool for makers, and my students have had some incredible breakthroughs in their business. So it's been tremendously rewarding, and it's been a big success. So I've been absolutely thrilled. And to be totally honest, your 5-day challenges have played a really big part in that.
Yeah, that's awesome. So you've done product photography, and now you're teaching people how to do product photography, which I love because it's such a tangible skill. And are you doing this full time now, or are you still doing product photography for people, or is it a mix?
It's very rare that I take on clients anymore. It would just be kind of because I feel inspired by the particular person or product, or if it's just something I really want to shoot, just to kind of keep my portfolio fresh. I really don't take on clients anymore for the most part, because that allows me to spend all of my time supporting my students, because part of my program is the ongoing supportive community that I, you know, help them with their questions and things that come up and challenges they face and stuff like that. So I'm able to give them more time because I'm not actually taking on clients anymore. So it's kind of nice.
I love that. So you've been able to essentially become a full-time course creator, digital mogul.
A mogul. I like how that sounds.
I love it. So that's so awesome. So you alluded to it already that you've run some challenges before. So talk to us maybe a little bit about your first launch with a challenge for Snap, Sell, Succeed.
Sure. The first time I launched Snap, Sell, Succeed, I actually launched it with a webinar, and it was okay, you know, but statistically speaking, when you look at the conversion rates, it was far better when I got to using the challenges. So my first challenge that I used, the 5-day challenge system, which I hadn't even entered your course yet, but I had heard about it on your podcast. I had read your blog post about it. So I had, you know, the basics. So I thought I'm going to give this a shot. And that was last fall. And I, well, let's just say that it was a lot better than my first launch. I doubled it for sure. More than that, I almost tripled my revenue with the 5-day challenge.
Yeah, that's amazing. And I think there's something worth noting here, which is that it is getting tougher in the webinar game to get great conversion rates, because you need such a perfect presentation. You're going to get low show up rates because that's just the industry these days. You have to do a ton of warm up to get people excited about webinars. And the people who are doing really well with webinars tend to be doing really well with a warm audience. And so, you know, would you say that that was your experience, that like the webinar was okay and it converted, but when you switched to challenges, you were able to warm people up faster and convert more readily to sales?
That was 100% what made the difference, because the webinar, you just have such a short window to really capture people. And that's assuming they even show up. With the 5-day challenge, you have 5 whole days to, you know, get someone to join you and learn from you. And that's really valuable. And then once they do join you and learn from you, they have the opportunity to get to know you a little bit and really see what you're all about. Because part of my program, and probably the most valuable part of my program, is the support aspect. Being able to show people what that's like across those 5 days is really, really powerful. People are blown away by how much I show up during that challenge and how much support I provide to them just during those 5 days. And it's because I want them to know what that would be like if they joined my program.
I love it. Now, you also alluded to something else that I love to talk about, because we hear this a lot from students, and we see this as a trend, is that people learn about challenges from us. They try them on their own. They get some results because it's such a great launch strategy, and we have tons of free content floating around. But then you ultimately decided to join the 5-figure challenge. So talk to me about your mindset around, why did you invest in a course on challenges when you were already running successful challenges?
That's true. And that was my debate. I wasn't sure if it was worth it to invest in a program when I was already having 5-figure challenges. So, you know, why bother? But I felt like there was something I could be doing better. There was a bit of a lack of confidence there, and knowing, was I really nailing the message? Was I really creating that gap that you talk about, you know, between the free content you're providing and helping them see how much more they could get with the paid program. I wasn't really getting that, or at least I didn't feel like I was. So for me, it was an opportunity to really work through your system. And there were things that I wasn't implementing as well as I could have, which I learned after I got in the program, but also just the support from you and being able to hop on those monthly calls that you offer your students and ask questions and kind of run ideas by you and the other students in the group is really, really helpful and helped me gain a lot of confidence in that message to make sure that I was really establishing the difference between what I was providing and what people could get. Because my fear was always that people would get to the end of the 5 days and think, great, you know, my photos are better, done, yeah. You know, mission accomplished. But so that's what I wanted to make sure that I was doing correctly, was making people see, yeah, you've done well this week, and this is how much more you can do with the program.
And that's like such a common concern. And it's not even, I wouldn't even call it a concern. I would call it like a reality, is that a lot of people do run into issues where they are running challenges. And then at the end, people are like, well, that was great. Awesome. I got what I needed. I'm going to go run with it. And to be very candid, that's something that we've struggled with some of our challenges. Our highest converting challenges happen when people are like, wow, I really need that next step. So I want to get into the nuts and bolts of your challenges, because you've talked about how challenges have really worked for your business. But can you talk to us about what kind of results have you gotten with your most recent challenge using the stuff that you learned in the five-figure challenge?
This last challenge I had was exponentially better than the rest, for sure. It was an amazing challenge. And I think a big part of it was because I had a level of confidence that I haven't had before. Before, I was always worried, you know, am I showing up too much? Am I giving people too much? Is, you know, where am I crossing the line? And how am I going to sell this at the end? And no one's going to want to buy it at the end because I've given too much during the challenge. And I just had all those doubts and those concerns. Mm-hmm. So this time I was able to really map out every day in a way that I knew every single day I was providing something valuable, but also able to highlight the topic of the day and say, so you learned this today, but here's a whole bunch of other stuff related to this that you really should know. You know, it was great, but there's a lot more to it kind of thing. So I was able to really map out the topics very well to make the gap really clear for people to know, you know, what more they have to learn. And that piece was really big. And just being able to field questions appropriately was a big one for me. I get a lot of people asking me questions about some more in techniques that are a little bit more advanced. And I wasn't really sure how to approach that, wanting to be supportive and provide support, but also not wanting to give away the farm. Mm-hmm. And plus, you know, those more advanced techniques do require a little bit more of a conversation than just a Facebook comment. So I think having the support of the group and being able to understand how to message my responses properly really helped a lot, because I was able to say, you know what, that's a great question. It's a pretty advanced technique, and that's exactly the kind of stuff that I cover in my program that I'm going to be talking about more on Friday. So I was kind of able to plant a seed and, you know, it just really helped me establish a lot of confidence in being able to address questions like that and being able to be really confident in the support I was providing people and knowing that I was, you know, striking that balance between being supportive, but also still creating a need for my program.
Love that. And I love that you keep saying confidence, is that you really had confidence this challenge. And what we tell people is that your first challenge, you're not going to feel crazy confident. The second one, you're going to be a little more profitable. And the third one is the opportunity to really scale your efforts. So talk to us a little bit about some of the tangible results you got in your last challenge. Like, how many people were in the challenge? Can you tell us the price of your product and how many you sold? And we can kind of math out how things went for you.
For sure. So I ended up getting about 4,000 people sign up for the challenge. And that was a lot. Yeah. That was twice the amount that I had before. So I knew that it was going to be a good one. And out of that, I got 134 enrollments. And the price point for my program, I actually mixed it up a little bit. I do have an early enrollment pricing that I offer for a very short period of time for participants. And then I also have an open enrollment price that's open to everyone who is interested. So that is anywhere between $475 and $575. And then I also have a pricing plan that is a little bit more costly, but that's the general price point.
Awesome. So you had 4,000 people signed up. You had 134 people enroll in your program, which is like a 3.3 conversion rate, which is fantastic, because I think we talked about this, and something to just throw out there is this was a lot of cold traffic too.
This was a lot. It was almost all cold traffic. That's the thing really important to note, because I actually worked with an affiliate this time who I've never worked with before. None of her audience knows me. You know, some of the other, you know, handmade experts I worked with before, so I'm a little bit familiar to their audience. She was brand new, so all of her students had never even heard of me before. So it was really, really cold. These people were just showing up being like, I hope this lady knows what she's talking about. And so, I mean, it's huge, because my first launch, where I said that I did the webinar, my conversion rate was only like 1.6.
Mm-hmm.
So that's quite a jump.
Amazing. So you essentially doubled your conversion rate from your first launch. You did, like, if my math is correct, you did somewhere around $70,000 in sales, which mm-hmm. is amazing. You got a 3.35 conversion rate on cold traffic. You had 4,000 people sign up, and you worked with an affiliate, which I love that. And I want to get into that strategy as well, because you were able to leverage someone else's traffic to create massive growth in your business and have kind of a mutually beneficial relationship. So just to kind of recap what we talked about, you know, why you love challenges so much. They've made you more confident. You talked about how you have gotten way better results with challenges than you have with traditional, like, webinars or, you know, some of the other content out there. You talked about how you really created the gap, the desire for people to want your product. And ultimately what happened was you had a multiple five-figure challenge, somewhere to the tune of like 70,000 in sales, which is amazing. So I want to, like, really dive in, because so far we've talked about, like, well, why challenges and why are challenges so great? But I want to spend the next 10, 15 minutes really talking about your challenge specifically. So can you talk to us about what your challenge was and kind of how you came up with the topic and creating the demand for your paid product?
For sure. And mine is difficult. So I did struggle with this, and this is one of the reasons why I wanted to enroll in the program, because I really just wanted to ask you this one question. And I figure I'm going to just enroll in the course so I can ask this one question. But it's tough, because with product photography, there's not really any one topic I could necessarily narrow in on that is going to deliver enough to make people want to sign up for my full program. If my course was only about photo styling, for example, it might be a little bit easier, but my course covers all the different aspects of product photography. So I want my challenge to kind of mimic that in a way. I didn't want to just pick one small aspect like lighting and ignore the fact that people need to know how to style their photos and edit their photos. And, you know, I needed to provide people support a little bit more holistically to really give people a taste of what my program would be like. So I was really unsure how to do that, because so many of the times when I've seen their 5-day challenge topics, they're very specific and lead really well into their program topic. You know, like if it's a health and wellness program, they do something like how to feel better in 5 days, or how to, you know, lose 2 pounds or 5 days or whatever it is.
Right.
And that's just so, it seems so clear and specific. And I felt like mine was just a little bit, I was unsure of how to really establish that. So I ended up picking a different topic for each day connected to product photography that I knew makers would get interested in and excited about. So it was either something they get excited about or something they were really struggling with. So lighting is something they really struggle with. Social media is something they get excited about. You know, they want to take really cool photos for their social media. So I established it that way, with thinking what the needs were. But then when I did something like lighting, my topic, you know, one of the days was a really simple DIY lighting setup, which is useful, but I mean, that is the tip of the iceberg, because lighting is really important. There's so many different aspects to it. And if you live in a place where you don't have great natural light, then you're dealing with artificial light, which I didn't even touch. So it planted a seed. It gave some good information. It helped people understand some of the principles of light, but it didn't go into a lot of those other aspects that my course would cover and that I would provide support around in my program. So that was one of them. And then in terms of photo editing, I had a day where we talked about how to adjust white balance. And that was the only thing. It's really, really important, but it's only one of, you know, four or five things that you really need to understand to properly edit your photos. So I kind of broke it down and went day by day rather than have one full topic, you know, one full thing like that. And where my messaging was unsure, where I wasn't sure how to communicate this properly, is when I said, how am I going to name my challenge? Because I wanted people to get excited, but I didn't know how to make it really clear. So I called it my challenge, 5 days to better product photos, which seems really simple and obvious, but I was unsure because I wanted something that would really make people sign up without a second thought, thinking like, heck yeah. And same, you know, if you think about the health and wellness aspect, if someone was like, here's how to, you know, feel better about your body in 5 days. I mean, people are going to get excited about feeling better about their bodies. And I wanted to come up with a title and topics that would get people equally as excited about product photography, which is challenging because, to be honest, a lot of people really hate product photography. So I was trying to find a way to get people enthused about it instead of, you know, dreading the 5 days.
Yeah. So you really found this balance between, well, number one, you did something that we talk about so important, is that you gave people what they're looking for versus trying to teach them what they need to know. And you opened up the doors by exposing this gap of like, look, here's the basic information, but you left them lingering on other questions. And can you talk to us a little bit about how did you get through, like, we have this mental block that we see a lot with students who say like, well, I just want to give away everything. And I think we've even talked about how in the past you worried with your challenges that you were giving away too much. So how did you kind of come to this point where you were like, look, I don't need to give away the farm to create a great experience?
Honestly, it is really difficult, especially because you get people with so many different levels of experience when it comes to product photography. For people who are just learning, the stuff I was providing, although very basic, was tremendous for them. But for people who have been doing this, you know, a little while, they were probably thinking, duh, you know, I know how to do a DIY lighting setup. So I think that's where the support piece came in, is that I was able to provide a little bit more to people who were on a higher level. But when it came to those questions that I really wanted to save, you know, keep to myself because I wanted people to join me in my program, the truth of it is product photography, the fact that it is so technical does help me with that because those answers were just more than I could provide, you know, unless I emailed that person personally and, you know, with links to articles and with lengthy explanations about how this all works, I wasn't really going to be able to provide them that kind of support. And I think a person can apply that to any topic. You could always say that. If somebody asks you a question about something that you know is in your program that you really don't want to get into, you can always say, I would love to help you with that. It's a little bit more in depth than I can get into in this challenge context, but I do have a program that covers it all and I'm going to be talking about it later this week. And I have a really special offer that goes with it. So make sure you check it out or something like that.
Yeah. And I think you've tapped into something so key, which is not being afraid of the fact that you've got something for sale.
Yeah. And that can be really tough, right?
Oh, totally.
Especially, I feel like my audience, because if you work with online entrepreneurs, like you do, for example, I think a lot of people understand that this stuff happens. You know, you take part in the free challenge and there's obviously going to be a paid thing at the end. And if you want it, you buy it. And if not, you listen to the pitch anyway, because that's the exchange for getting all the free stuff. And then, you know, you move on. But with my audience, because they're a little bit different, sometimes they get to the end and they're like, oh my gosh, I don't want to hear about your free program or about your paid program. You know what I mean? So, but that's a very small minority of people. I mean, most people are very, very grateful for all of the free opportunities and understand that I'm trying to make a living. And I think most people do get that.
Yeah. And I think you're totally right. In that, you know what, there is going to be a small part of the population that moans that you're selling something. But I think you've tapped into something so key when you say, like, it's an exchange, right? You've just given away all this free content. Like, I like to tell people, look, you don't, if you go to Costco, you don't get mad when you take the free sample and then they tell you where to buy the product. Or they tell you about the product, right? It's an even exchange where you're providing value. And the reality is something that Amy, you keep alluding to is like, it's not about overwhelming them with content. It's about creating some kind of promise around what they want and delivering enough content to get them there without overwhelming them, without over delivering, you know, with, because what that does is it overwhelms, it creates lack of engagement, and it just ultimately leads to less growth in your challenge. So you talked about this, and this is maybe a little bit of a leading question, but hopefully I get the answer I'm looking for. Did you find that in this challenge, I think we talked about this, you kind of pared back your content a little bit from what you'd done previously, but did you find that by paring back the content, you got better engagement?
100%. Yes. Because I've done my last challenge, the first one that I did, because of course you learn from every challenge and it gets better. But the first one I did, I definitely feel like it was just too much. I mean, it still went well. I got signups and I was happy with that. But I think that it just was too much information, where at the end of the week, I did leave people feeling like either I feel really good about my photos now, thanks for all the info, I don't need your program. Or people were saying, this was too much. I can hardly process what just happened this week. And I can't sign up for your program because I really need to just work through what I've just learned. And I don't want any more information right now. It's too much. So taking it back a few steps, I think is hugely valuable, because people have the opportunity to get a little bit of success, feel good about that, and then want more.
Mm. Yeah, giving them the opportunity to want more and just realizing that that's okay, that that's part of the sales process. And that, I love what you said, that when you gave a lot of information, you had two types of people, people who took it and ran and then were like, I don't need more. And I think the biggest thing is, you've said this several times on the interview, but like, what you teach has so much more depth and technicality. And that's true for most of us, that you're doing a disservice by telling people or making people feel like they don't need more, or that they should wait to act on this information. It's almost a disservice. And then you got the other group of people who just get overwhelmed. And so one of the things I tell my students and clients all the time is like, look, remember, you are a business. And at the end of the day, you have to do things that get people into the state of buying, because if you don't sell your products, you won't stay open for very long.
That's very true.
So that's amazing. So as we're starting to wrap up, we've covered some really great stuff. I just want to turn it over to you to kind of ask, what advice would you give to somebody who's thinking about running a challenge? Like, what were your maybe two or three biggest takeaways from what you've done so far with challenges and scaling up your challenges that you would say, look, to somebody who's thinking about running a challenge, here's what I know and here's where I can guide you?
For sure. So I think the biggest thing I would tell people is to do it for sure, because I've tried a lot of different things. I mean, I've done, you know, email sequences and webinars, like I've mentioned, and different things like that. And nothing has come close to the kind of conversion that I get from a 5-day challenge. And not only that, but none of those other things have even been as remotely enjoyable for me as a 5-day challenge. Yeah, those 5 days are crazy and I'm exhausted. My brain hurts from all of the work, because I do put a lot into them and I show up a lot during those challenges. But I get a chance to connect with my community in a way that you don't get to do. And even if they're, even maybe especially if they're a cold audience, it's an opportunity for me to not only create relationships with people for the purpose of selling, but I also get to learn a lot to help me make my courses and my programs better. I learn about new challenges people are having, or I find a better way I can deliver something. So they're valuable in so many different ways, not just the money that you make at the end. And, you know, the email list that you build from it, which is fantastic, by the way. But it's definitely something to try and not something to be intimidated about. I feel like it takes less pressure. You know, there's less pressure on you when you do a 5-day challenge, because you have 5 days to connect with people as opposed to 1 hour with a webinar. Mm. There's more opportunity. So definitely do it. Have fun with it. Can be really fun. I think that picking the right topic is incredibly important. And I think it's really important to know your audience and know what it is that they need from you. I think that's where some people miss the mark on it, because it's just not necessarily something that people need. And I know you've mentioned this before, and it's very true, that sometimes it might be what they need, but that's not what they think they need. Mm. You know, they think they need more sales, but they really need to build an email list. So get them excited about growing sales while kind of sneakily talking about building an email list, kind of thing. Yeah. So yeah, you know, think of a topic that's really going to get people excited, and that also gets you excited, because your enthusiasm is key. You can't fake it. You have to genuinely show up with enthusiasm, and it's going to be infectious, and people will get excited and want to continue to follow you afterwards. They're not going to want to let you go at the end. And that's part of the way that you, you know, make those sales and grow your business.
Love it. Well, Amy, it has been an absolute blast talking challenges with you. I just want to give you a big shout out, because it's been so cool to hear your journey of how you've gone from, you know, doing a simple webinar to doing a full-blown challenge, to scaling that challenge to the multiple five-figure mark, to working with affiliates and doing all this amazing, amazing stuff that you've done to just scale your business, to go all in on a digital course, which is the dream for a lot of people listening to this show. So as we start to wrap up, I'd love to know, where can we find out more about you? Where can we find out more about Snap Sell Succeed? Where are you hanging out online? Where can people go if they want to learn more and hang out with you?
Oh, yeah, that would be amazing. Well, I have my website, which is www.amytakespictures.com. And from there, you can pretty much find all the various places where you can find me. But my course is at snapsellsucceed.com. It's waitlisted. I, of course, launch it with a five-day challenge twice a year. So it's currently waitlisted right now. But by all means, you can certainly check out all of the information is there on the sales page for anyone who's curious about it. And you can sign up for a wait list. But I also have a Facebook group that I'm pretty active in called Picture Profit, something like that. If you search Picture Profit, it shows up on, it's on Facebook. And that's where I spend a lot of time hanging out with my community and providing free content. I also have a YouTube channel. So that I actually just started that in the fall, and it's going really well. We're having a ton of fun with that. And you can find me on youtube.com/AmyEaton and Instagram, of course, Instagram. And that's amy.takes.pictures. I'm sure you'll put all this stuff in the show notes.
We will absolutely put all of it in the show notes. So whether you're a YouTuber, an Instagrammer, or just an internet stalker, we'll make sure you know where to find Amy.
Feel free to internet stalk me.
I love it. Well, Amy, thank you so, so much again for being on the show. Guys, we will link up all of this content over at heartsoulhustle.com/118. Again, that's heartsoulhustle.com/118. Again, Amy, thank you so, so much for being here.
Thank you for having me. It's been such a pleasure to talk to you about this stuff.
It's been great, and we'll see you guys next time on the Heart, Soul, and Hustle podcast.
Thanks for listening to the Heart, Soul, and Hustle podcast. For more great stuff, be sure to visit heartsoulhustle.com.